Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Trista is on the voice disguiser. Hey, Trista.
Hi.
All sketched out. Today's tax day, right?
Yes.
Okay. How are we going to handle this one?
Well, I guess my husband will find out when he sees that we have a room full of furniture.
Oh, so you already spent it?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so you... Okay, well, start from the beginning. So you knew you were getting a refund, but you didn't tell your husband.
I didn't tell my husband, but I told him we actually owed $2,000. And he kind of lets me do all the financial stuff in our home. So, you know, I've done our taxes before. So he wasn't happy about that, but... You know, I knew that $2,000 wouldn't be the end of the world. So, but when we were actually, we are getting back $4,000.
Oh, man.
So how much did you spend on the furniture?
I spent $6,000 because...
Nice. That is good thinking.
We need so much. And when we got married, we bought a bunch of furniture from his mother and his grandmother, and we have had that for years, and it's horrible, but he doesn't want to spend the money, and it's been kind of something we've gone back and forth about. So when I thought that we were getting $4,000 back, I thought, okay, well, you know, I can finally just do this and get the furniture. And I first planned to spend $4,000. But then when I, you know, was like, well, he already thinks that we owe $2,000, so, you know, I might as well finish the room and spend $6,000.
That's such a breach of trust. And I am your husband in my relationship. Like, I've only very recently started to go over, like, the finances with my wife. But, I mean, before I said, look, you go ahead, you handle this stuff, I'll handle work, you know, I'll bring the money in. And then I totally trust
you
to do
it.
And
you make it go out.
And she is very good at exporting. It's an importing-exporting company that we have. And I have said, you know, I have complete faith in you. I know you'll handle it correctly. Go ahead and do your thing. That takes a tremendous leap of faith right there. And a tremendous amount of trust. And for you to breach that, that would honestly, as your husband, when I find out that would really, really hurt my feelings.
I know, and I didn't do it maliciously. We need this, though. I mean, this is, and it's not, and I'm not, we live a, you know, a nice life, but we don't have extravagant things by any means. But what we have in this room, where we spend all our time and where we do our entertaining, is ridiculous. I mean, it's just, it doesn't match. It's outdated. It's not comfortable. And he knows that we need new things, but he's just afraid to spend that money. And so I figured that this way we would have it, and he would... I know he's not going to be happy with me at first, but I do think that he's going to realize, you know, okay, we did need this. This is great. Now we have it, and we're okay.
Now, to defend you a little bit, how long have you been telling him that you need new living room furniture?
For years. I mean,
see, I mean,
that is not,
if he were,
what do you mean,
actually,
to defend her?
Okay, if he were actually listening to what his wife wanted.
Oh my God.
But
for
he
this
can't
time,
she's not listening to what he wants.
Then, well, because I mean, he is frugal and obviously a cheap ass. Okay.
Or he is fiscally responsible.
When we received all of this stuff from his family, it was temporary, and that was the understanding.
See?
It was awful.
Yes.
He was like, you know, once we get settled, we'll get new furniture, and that was years ago.
They've been settled for a while. Now, I would like to know some of the expensive things that he spends money on.
He travels a little bit with his buddies, and he...
I'm going to take her off the voice disguiser because I think this is Stacy.
Okay, so he spent some...
He goes to sporting events and We don't have tons of money to spend, but he definitely, he's not in need. He gets, you know, what he wants. We have a...
Does he go ahead on these little mini vacations with his friends and the sporting events and not tell you about them or hide them from you?
No, but I've never... It's not. It's. He doesn't ask me. He won't, you know, kind of they're tells also, me what see, he's going to do because I won't have a problem with it.
If you had spent $2,000 of the $4,000 refund and said, look, you know what, I'm taking a stand. I took my half of our refund and I spent it on furniture for us. Then, you know, maybe. But the fact that you lied to him about owing money, so you took $2,000 out of your budget, existing budget, and then spent the $4,000 on top of it, that is financial infidelity.
No, I want her lawyer to speak for her in this case. Jen, how do you address that?
Now, can you tally his expenses from these trips?
That's not relevant.
Over the last several years.
That is so irrelevant.
It is totally irrelevant.
He never lied. All right, you know what?
I'm just trying to help her out here.
Why don't you find something, you know, that totals $6,000 that he lied to you about? Why don't you find $6,000 that he stole from your joint account? And
that's then what you did. You stole it.
And then you can justify it.
Do you work or is he the only person working in the home?
We both work. Okay. I work. And I, you know, he makes significantly more than I do. But I do have a part in the...
But it's a joint return and it's both incomes.
She's not really spending this money on herself. She's spending it on their home that they share together.
Share together, keywords.
Anything to do with the decision making in their house.
I'm clutching for straws here, Trista. I'm trying.
I know how
she knows, generally knows something's afoot.
But it is just for him too, and we really needed it.
Hey, Scott, go ahead. You're on with Trista and her defense team.
What is wrong with you?
There you go.
Do you care about your husband?
Of course I do.
You love your husband?
Yes.
You are going to spend the rest of your life, this is your life partner, your soulmate, your guy.
Just spend the rest of her life with that furniture.
I know, she'll never be allowed to buy another.
That's exactly my point. Do not lie to this person. You do not lie to this person.
Already done.
When's the furniture going to be delivered?
Today.
But did you do one of those payment plans where you don't actually have to pay for it till like May of 2009 or something?
What difference does that make?
Yeah, what does that make?
How does that have to do with anything?
You are jacked up.
Did you buy it from...
You know, like at Rooms to Go. Like, the, you know, you get your furniture now.
Something to do with anything. Where'd you buy it? Did you buy it at Ashley? Because then...
Or Haverty's?
Yeah. Because if you bought it at Ashley, you're okay. Haverty's, though, he'll come down on you.
He'll have half his money by then anyway in the divorce. Christy, good morning. You're on Q100.
He'll get the end tables. You get the coffee.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Somebody needs to tell this woman that she is so wrong for doing that. That is, oh my God, I would be pissed if I was her husband. That is $6,000 of theirs. And with the way the economy is right now, she went and bought living room furniture because she's selfish. I think that's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, there's a
$6,000. It's not just for her. It's for the two of them to share.
You can't make decisions like that for him. Like, you can't take crap out of my closet and not tell me.
He's okay, gonna sit personal, on that couch and enjoy it
coming into
just
our
as much
folks.
As she is.
Everybody, this is her life, not ours. We're talking about.
You are driving a wedge between me and Jen. Hey, Pete, you're on
Let me tell you what else is jacked up. Stop moving my stuff. Like, I know where it is when I put it there. Can you hear me? All the way in China.
And I bet another thing, I bet you're on the BlackBerry all the time. I bet that's where you got your furniture. You ordered it from the BlackBerry online.
And stop yelling at me for farting. I can't help it.
Save that. Hey, Pete, you'll be the last call on this. What's going on?
Hey guys. I'll be going to see my attorney tomorrow to get a divorce. And you need to quit saying it's for both of them, because if it was for both of them, she would have wanted his opinion.
Yeah.
instead of taking that money, she could have put it in a high-growth stock mutual fund, and they could have grown money for the future, and they could have become wealthy. But yeah, that's what's wrong with people today.
They would be sitting on the carpet!
Or on an old video game.
That's where you want to put
your
money.
That would appreciate over the years.
I don't know if I would be advising the stock market right now is the place to tuck cash away. I think the better investment might be that sofa.
What are you going to do today? So the furniture is being delivered today. Do you have any plans at all on having this discussion with them before it gets there?
No, I don't know. I'm kind of just...
You should move.
When he comes in
with your new furniture.
You should just go.
You should take your new furniture and get out.
You should just go and never tell him where you went.
Can I say one thing in my defense? And I know that this isn't going to...
No, Hobby's already
Wait,
said
ask
it.
Jen if you have permission to speak to the to the court.
Yes. Approach the bench.
He loves sports, and he has all his buddies, and that's all they do. Mm. And there has been many, many times we bought him a big plasma TV, and he.
Oh, what did he do? Did he go
to have friends over to watch the games? But he is embarrassed of that room, so he never has them over.
Did he go to Best Buy and get that TV and not tell you, that little sneaky monster?
You lied to him and told him that you guys had to pay $2,000.
I wanted him to have it. He knows he doesn't have to.
See, she wants him to be happy. Why can't he want her to be happy, too?
None of these arguments are good. I hope you have a better argument going into this today. Because none of them are good. When you use any of those defenses that you just told us over the last 10 minutes, they're only going to piss him off more.
Because he told you that he was going to buy the flat screen TV, right?
Yeah.
And I rest my case.
Exhibit B. Tally up those sporting ticket costs.
Don't do it.
It's irrelevant.
Do not do it. You're just, the only thing for you to do today is apologize.
The Bert Show.
Now, they say dogs are man's best friend, and I totally get that. I have two dogs, and I totally get the bond and the connection and that sort of thing. But I have noticed that there are a couple people in our life that were over the top when their dogs passed away. And I mean in the eulogies and the burial services and the extent of email communication and that sort of thing, like almost to the point of ridiculousness, like almost to the point of over the top. And I don't know, did it go too far or not? Like,
okay.
You know how when somebody has a family member that is ill and maybe battling cancer, so they will send out email updates on how that battle is going, what's happening with the chemotherapy, or going to a new hospital in another state or that sort of thing. Well, we started to get those about a dog. And those continued for a couple of months, and then when the dog finally...
So do they read, like...
They read it.
Just want to let you know that got some bad news this weekend. Sparky is going to go into the vet because he hasn't been walking or whatever the situation was, but we'll keep you posted.
Definitely, yeah. And so, and this has happened with probably three or four different sets of friends and three or four different dogs. So we're not talking about just, like, one person that this is... You know, and so I guess it's just that they have become like a real family member. And so they feel like all of their friends need the, the you know, sort of update and that sort of thing. And then when the dog, one in particular, when the dog passed, the length of the eulogy on the email was like, it was definitely excessive. So I don't know. I'm just wondering, what is that connection? Because it is mostly from the guys. Like, I feel like the women... sort of maybe have handled it a little bit better, but the guys seem to be the ones that are like insistent on this like constant email communication on the health of the dog or on in the death of the dog, like sort of in memoriam.
There's a definite loss there. I mean, anybody feels it, but I've been part of the same thing. And you guys know this one where the dog passes away. And this guy specifically, this was a couple of years ago, so I have a tough time remembering all the details on it, but there was a morning. He gets all of his friends together. We all mourn the dog. We all go to dinner. And with his dog was still in the truck at that time, by the way.
Oh, no.
So we're all upstairs eating steak. Yeah. And he's got the dog, the dead dog, down in his truck. And after dinner, the plan is for the women to go home and for all the guys to go to his house. and bury the dog in his backyard.
So the women were invited to the dinner,
but not the burial, no.
Not the manly burial,
right? Which went over really well with Stacy. That was perfect. So then we get
she really wanted to be a part of the burial.
Well, just the fact that, you know,
that's just
guys
old
weren't right.
Ladies,
guys
you go home. We'll take care of this.
So we get to dude's house and we bring the dog out of the truck. And we all had shovels. He gave us all shovels, and we were all instructed to say something nice about the dog.
Were they new shovels, or did he just go to the garage and bring out like the assortment of random shovels that everybody owns?
Yeah, you know, there were some small ones, some large ones, as long as you were getting your hands dirty. And there were like six or seven guys out there all digging this hole for the dog and all going around in a circle and one by one paying tribute to the dog before they buried it.
Yeah, I just what think it's your, a little much. Yeah,
do you recall your tribute?
I didn't even, I mean, I probably hung out with that dog twice, so I think I kind of like, I just backed out on the whole deal.
But there were guys
around that were really, I'd say overall for the whole ceremony and the thing, and I missed one before the dinner, so apparently they all got together and had some wake also, and then they went to dinner, and then the burial. I'd say the whole thing probably lasted half a day, 12 hours.
You had more time to write poetry, and you didn't.
What do you mean?
Because you missed the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like you didn't really put together your poem.
Yeah. The problem with going to a dog wake is when the funeral home does the makeup on the dog.
Just doesn't look alive.
Never looks like they didn't really, you know.
Everybody says it does, but right. It really doesn't.
Oh, look how peaceful he looks. But the reality is, he doesn't look peaceful. He looks like a TV weatherman.
Is it insensitive to think that some of that is over the top?
I think some people become so attached to their dogs that, and I think it is more of a guy thing than it is a woman thing, because Melissa came in here. She was all tore up when her dog passed away.
But it
was the hardest thing I ever had to do is put my dog down.
Yeah, but I didn't have extensive, but I even go further and say there's a lot of treatment for sick animals that I think is over the top. There's times where I just think certain pet owners need to let go.
Yeah.
Like the dog or the cat is dying. So put it, you know, give it peace.
We've all seen those owners before where the dog is like knocking his head into the wall because it can't see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, can't hear real well. It's limping around, but the owner just can't let go.
It's a hard decision, but there's a point where you've gone too far. And I think those same people will be the ones that have these extensive ceremonies.
Yes. You know what we should talk about here? Because now that we're on the topic of dogs and we got a couple of minutes here.
Uh-huh.
So when Hollis was born, I talked about this on the air pretty extensively. I made the stupid mistake. I mean, a really bad mistake. And I suggested that we go out and we get two English bulldogs at the same time that our newborn was with us, right? Mm-hmm. And it was such a bad mistake that I made that we had no time for the dogs at all. It was terrible. The dogs were outside. No attention was being paid to them or anything. And they were tearing up the house because they weren't getting attention. And it was a bad idea on my part. We were spread too thin. And there was just, I should have taken on two puppies, you know?
One puppy in the house is enough. Yeah. But a new infant, an already, you know, five-year-old and two puppies. That's crazy.
It was a really bad idea. Stacy warned me again, don't do it. Everybody warned me, don't do it, don't do it. And I'm like, how hard can a baby be? It's a newborn. We'll get two puppies. Things will be fine. So we go to a breeder, and we ended up getting two English bulldogs. And to make a longer story short, like weeks later, we ended up giving the dogs back to the breeder. And I still feel guilty about it. Like I have these loyalty issues that still linger with me. I felt so bad about doing it. Well, they ended up finding a great family for him, the road.
It was either them or Hollis. And people would have looked at you funny if you gave away your son.
Yeah, only because it's politically, you know.
Right.
You got to give away the dogs. I gave away the dogs. But yeah, it was just a tough, tough time. So Hollis now is 10 months old and our neighbor has dogs and Hollis really appears to be into dogs. And yesterday was the first time that I heard Stacy utter the words, he's ready for a puppy.
Really?
Really?
So now what do you do?
I just said, I'm not ready for this yet, man. I really am not. I mean, he's still 10 months old. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to go down that, because there's no turning back on this one. If we bring a dog in the house, there's no way,
no way
I am going back to the breeder. And I just don't, I honestly do not want anything else living in my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the two kids, one's a 10-month old, and he's taking up plenty of time. And I'm so spread thin now that I just don't want anything else living in the house. And she said something like, you know, my birthday is right around the corner. Maybe a puppy for my birthday would be cool.
Really? I am surprised.
We have totally turned around on it.
I'm shocked.
That is so funny. Just switch places completely.
I can't do it. This would be one of the places where I'll probably draw the line. There's like a lot of stuff that, you know, in any marriage, you have to be sort of flexible. But this is one where I'm going to have to go, I can't do it.
Well, I mean, and eventually you'll have a dog, and eventually your sons will be old enough to help take care of it, you know? So it doesn't have to be now.
Yes.
You know? So.
Yeah, it could be when Hayden's a little bit older, and then it's his job to feed him and that sort of thing. Take him for a walk and stuff.
And I guess at five, he could start to do some of that stuff, but it's not enough to really take any kind of bite out of any kind of time commitment.
Yeah, in a couple of years, he'll be, you know, because eventually they'll want to be the sole caretakers of the dog. You know, they may, you know, the feeding and stuff, they may forget a little bit about. But I know, you know, we all know if you had dogs when you were a kid, you spent all your time with them.
Right.
So, you know, I think eventually it'll be time, but it may be a little premature.
It's not going to happen. It will zero happen. It can't happen yet.
You should just get him a hamster. Has anybody had a hamster that's lived more than 18 months?
That's what I said to Stacey. Can't we just start with a fish or something?
Right.
Yeah, get an aquarium.
I think we had those tunnels as orange plastic tunnels much longer than we had any animals.
Those little habit trails.
Yeah.
And you just get one of those, and then you keep the hamster, and sometime in the next year, you know, you'll go there, and he'll be, you know, stiff as a board up in one of the habit trails.
Hey, Allison, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I was making a comment. Don't feel bad about doing it when they're that young, because I know another radio DJ that he actually had a dog for almost 10 years, and he would board the dog at the facility I worked for at for a while in college, and this dog was the love of their life, and they had it for like 8 to 10 years, and then all of a sudden they decided to have a child, and the dog became destructive because they weren't paying any attention to it, so they gave it up. And it was to just somebody else that ended up adopting the dog, someone bad for it, in another state. So it's best to do it early, but, you know, keeping it 9, 8, 9, 10 years is really, I think, sad.
I don't know what you do in a case like that when you've had a dog for 10 years, because then it really does become like a family member.
Right.
Right. But I mean, you adjust your life to it. I mean, that's the responsibility you take on.
I have a friend who had a son very premature, and so he has a lot of different health problems and allergies and asthma, and some respiratory problems were one of the things that he was born with, and they had to get rid of their dog just because of the allergies and that sort of thing of the baby. I mean, he literally could not breathe in the same house as a dog, and so
what can you do? You gotta
found a good home through a family member and that sort of thing, and it was a great family that adopted the dog, but still it was just heartbreaking for them. But there's no choice at that point, you know?
Unless you're living in the house you don't know. And I still am not right with it. Like, the family of the dogs from time to time will email me about how they're doing, and they're always giving me, like, everything's going great. They've emailed me pictures of the dogs and stuff, and I still can't return an email because I feel so badly about it.
You just let them know at least you're getting them? Like, you just shoot them back a thank you or something?
Nothing. I haven't been able to do anything.
You should
seriously. I still feel so bad about the whole thing.
Well, you should just ask them for one of the dogs back, just for a few weeks, to see how Stacey does with it.
See how it works out.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.